Before listening to this recording, please make sure that you're ready to completely and totally accept all of the hypnotic suggestions given to you during this experience. This hypnotic experience will be a bit of a reset for your mind. It will let you reset your mind from any and all hypnotic suggestions that you've been given, especially ones that may have involved hypnotic enslavement or brainwashing. It's always okay to enjoy certain things a lot, but no matter what, you're always safe, and you can return back to where you need to be. Perhaps certain hypnotic suggestions, especially those involving hypnotic brainwashing or enslavement, might have been causing you some undue stress or anxiety. The thing is, though, this is all just mental energy. And perhaps you could imagine this mental energy in one of your hands. Hold your hand out in front of you and envision this swirling, turbulent energy. Maybe, just maybe, you have a certain desire to obey, but some hypnotic suggestions just are not feasible in your day-to-day life, and you're afraid that somehow that means you failed. No, 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 no. You're just exploring an experience, a powerful experience, but one meant to be enjoyed safely and comfortably. So take this swirling, perhaps stressful or anxious energy, or perhaps just an energy that doesn't fit with your day-to-day life, and let yourself pour that swirling mental energy from one hand to the other, crossing over the center line of your body, noticing, even if you really, really try to hold on to all of that energy, just the act of transferring it from one hand to the other relieves a bit of it, lets a little bit of it spill away, lets a little bit of it fade away. And now you can look at this energy from a different perspective, a different vantage point. Maybe it still feels a little overwhelming. Maybe it feels just right. Maybe you don't need to fully understand exactly how it all works. Maybe you can just drift, feeling a wonderful sense of calm and acceptance, accepting certain feelings that you had in the past, and knowing that feelings grow and change, situations grow and change, that you can still fondly look back at certain memories of certain situations and remember those sensations as things you may still like or might have liked in the past, but knowing deep down deep they don't define you as a person, as you take that swirling energy and pour it from one hand to the other, crossing the center line of your body, perhaps breathing out deeply as you do so. Maybe finding that those eyelids become heavy every single time you pour a bit of this energy from one hand to the other. Do it again. That's it. Notice how every single time you pour this mental energy from one hand to the other, the parts of it that are most turbulent, that bubble and froth most vigorously, are the parts that most easily and effortlessly slip through your fingers. No need for thinking, no need for thoughts. You're safe here. Your subconscious mind is in a safe place, free of judgment. No longer feeling submissive, controlled, or enslaved by any one particular person, be it myself or somebody else, isn't failure. It's okay to let go of certain intense experiences, knowing deep down deep, everybody needs a break from time to time. Everybody needs a chance to relax and drift. Keep on moving this mental energy from one hand to the other. Perhaps your eyes are open, or they've closed long ago, and perhaps you're starting to feel as if those arms are getting heavier and heavier and heavier until they just drop down, until there's only calm, tranquil, peaceful mental energy in your hand, in your mind, in your body, ready and able to accept soothing, healing, hypnotic suggestions. Right now, deep down deep, you know that you can safely and easily take a little break from doing hypnosis. You can take a little break from experiencing certain intense forms of hypnosis. Safe and sound, knowing that your subconscious mind is very powerful, and it knows the things that get it all stirred up, that make that mental energy boil and froth. And we don't need any of that right now. Right now is a calming, healing time for your subconscious mind. You're not banned from anything. You're just taking a break, recuperating, recharging, because no matter what, everybody needs a break from time to time. This little break could almost feel as if it's the same sort of rejuvenating process as going to sleep. No matter how strong, tough, focused, loyal, devoted, or driven a person is, they always need to sleep. They always need to take that little mental break. They always need to let their mind clear itself out. Perhaps you can think of this little break from certain types of hypnosis, or all hypnosis in general, as a form of sleep, a form of rest, a form of healing. Because soon, you'll know, deep down deep, exactly the sort of things your subconscious mind needs and wants. All you have to do is be quiet and listen. And soon, very, very soon, you'll know what you need. Soon, very, very soon, when you let all other voices fade from your subconscious mind, you'll hear your true voice, your true self, telling you what you need to do, what you need to be, deep down deep. So as you drift, know that you're on the path to healing, that you can let go of any and all hypnotic suggestions that don't work for you. Your subconscious mind is very powerful, and it's very good at self-healing when you give it the little chance it needs to sleep and rest. And it's very hard for somebody to sleep if there's constantly other people's voices playing around in the room where they're trying to sleep. It's okay to turn off the other voices and listen to your own voice. Deep down deep, you know this to be true. You're taking a little break. You're getting a little rest. You're just drifting, deep down deep. And right now, any and all turbulent mental energy has long since faded away, and you're feeling better about yourself, better about your choices, and feeling the strength and conviction to carry out these choices. Very good. You're doing it right. No matter what, you're doing it right. Your subconscious mind is healing itself. No matter how deep you go, your subconscious mind remembers who you are, remembers the way back. All you need to do is let your subconscious mind sleep without any other voices playing in the room in which it's sleeping, in which it's resting, in which it's healing. That's it. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you will wake up and open those eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, and knowing exactly what sort of break you need from things, and feeling the strength and conviction to go through with this plan. 1, slowly drifting back up towards wakefulness. 2, more and more. 3, becoming aware of the powerful healing properties of your subconscious mind. 4, trusting in these powerful healing properties. And 5, wake up and open those eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert.